motherfuckers. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Good. Put on a couple pounds again. I look thick. Thick. Up in your butt. I'm no longer listening to gangster rap for at least 3 months. I am all gangster rapped out. All I've been doing is listening to diss tracks, and some of these diss tracks, they get really into it.
You know, I haven't really ever gotten into diss tracks before.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the
only the ones that are, like, you know, made popular, but I
there's
that
a whole
sounds
slew
interesting.
Of them.
They're the best.
I listened to Tupac. What's it called
Hit
again?
Hit him up.
Hit him up?
Yeah.
Probably 100 times the day of the fight. We're going to put that on in a minute. In fact, I'm not done listening to that. That's the best song ever.
Yeah, damn, that's crazy. You
Eminem
guys
just
moved,
released
and now
a
you're
full
a radio
album
station?
Of them.
We got everything now. You don't even know. We could have people call in. What's the number, Shannon? 866 Gasline 877-573 Gasline.
That's a pretty good.
If you want to call in during the question segment later on, get your questions ready. When I tell you to call in, don't call in now because we're not answering. During the question segment, we will take a fucking caller. Right, Shannon? Good. I dance for the audio listeners in perfect timing there.
Shannon is miserable.
Shannon's being a fuck. Here's the thing, Shannon. She goes, she looked very sick. I walked in and she's eating a bagel. Like, you know, when you're like white in the face and you're just trying to get bread and butter in your system because you need something, right?
Yep.
And she's like, Louis, I'm not going to make it today. And I was like, oh my God, my poor Shannon. She's sick. My baby's sick. And it made my heart hurt because I have a son. I know what it's like when somebody you love is sick and you're like, you wish you could take the sickness away from them.
Mm-hmm.
I would, anytime my son is sick, I look at him like, baby boy, I wish I could take it from you. I wish I could just take it. And you really
I
feel
know,
that way.
I know.
And that's how I felt about Shannon until this pig told me that she's just hungover. She's not sick. She was out last night fucking and sucking and drinking and doing whatever the fuck she was doing on the fucking street corners of Staten Island. And I'm supposed to feel bad for her and go, oh, Shannon, don't worry. Take the day off. Well, you know what, Shannon? Suck another dick because you're producing the show.
4 hours ago, Shannon's got 3 shots of Jaeger between her tits.
I have empathy.
Oh, we're going to go to work in the morning. Walk, walk, walk.
Yeah. Sorry. You made your bed, now lie in it.
I mean, you gotta be here, but I do have empathy.
Yeah.
I have empathy.
We've all been there.
Her body is rejecting everything, too. I've seen her walk to and from the bathroom like 4 times.
Yeah.
Just wiping her mouth.
Oh, fuck.
Shannon, here's the problem, okay? You should have rejected all those drinks and dick last night.
And now
your body wouldn't be rejecting it this morning.
I wasn't partying. I have like a shitty situation in my house that I can't sleep in my house. So I was hanging out with my family and I was trying to just drink it all away. Drank too much, didn't eat. And now my life is so much worse.
Yeah.
All right, go home, Shannon. Damn.
Everything's falling apart.
I can't go home.
Yeah, I also can't go home.
Why?
Because I have crickets in my house.
Oh, come on. Go take a nap on the couch.
Your
what are you doing?
Yeah, I've had 8 crickets in 2 weeks in my house.
Can I tell you what's going on? Somebody doesn't like you.
Yeah, God.
Your house sounds like when Louis is headlining.
Just a cum-soaked, cricket-infested.
Hey, man, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. You don't know if those crickets just have a great sense of humor. And I love
I really
I love that you had to come up with that. I love that you had to...
Because so many hacks have thrown that crickets are going off during my set. You fat fuck. Fuck you, too.
I heard somebody do that for the first time like a couple months ago during somebody's set. They made that noise on the phone.
Oh, they made on the phone? Yeah. It is pretty awesome. Look.
It is.
The cricket app, it's great. If you do it at a comedy club, you should be throwing in your ass.
Yeah.
But it's awesome.
I do, but I appreciate you, man.
How demoralizing is that for the comic? He already knows he's bombing.
And it was a comic
who I love. The audience member does a perfectly timed thing, and it probably kills.
Oh, kills.
Yeah.
Fucking murder. There's no way it doesn't murder.
Oh.
Jesus.
I might put it on my phone for when a joke bombs.
You should.
Louis Shane
no, that would be the saddest.
Cricket, cricket.
That would be so sad if it you would did be. It.
So Shannon, you got fucking hammered last night, yeah. And you come in today.
I came in.
Can I tell you my problem with you?
Go ahead.
Because you're a good chick. Here's my problem. You don't have enough respect for me to lie.
I'd rather not lie.
Yeah, if you had respect for me as a boss, you would have been like, okay, well, I'm sick. I ate something last night. Not fucking, I was taking Jello shots topless at a fucking bar.
Aren't you sadder because of the reason why?
More sad.
Whatever.
That's Shannon's dumb alarm going off right now. Every time Shannon does something dumb, that thing makes a sound. It goes off a lot.
Here, I want you to feel better. Shannon, tell us exactly what you drank last night.
Just like so much vodka. Oof. That's all.
Oh, that is sad. That was sadder than I wanted.
Wait,
I thought
it was going to
be like
shots?
Wine and Zambuca.
Was it shots or was it mixed drinks?
I drink vodka straight and then just like chase it with water.
Oh my God. That is the worst way to drink alone.
Boss.
I wasn't alone. I was with my family, if that helps at all.
Yeah. No, that does help, dude. Drinking with your family is fun.
All of Shannon's family looks like her. They all have big lips
and fucking
that
drug,
big blonde hair. Even the men.
It's just like a muscular guy in a guinea pig with big fake tits.
Yeah. It's like in The Wrestler. What's his name?
Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, it's like Mickey Rourke is the dad.
Randy the Ram Hire.
Oh my
fucking
God.
Fucking hires. Fucking.
Do y'all usually drink that much?
Like not that much, no.
Okay, I was going to say, damn, because that's pretty hard. Like, it's fun drinking with your family, but I don't think I've ever gone.
Is it fun
that
drinking
hard
with your family?
Sometimes.
Is it fun having a family?
Dude, it's bittersweet. But yeah, no, it's pretty nice.
I smoked a joint with my mom one time.
Yeah.
Because me and my mom had already, our relationship had deteriorated.
How old were you?
I was 17.
That's pretty young.
No, I'm sorry. I was 18 or 19 maybe. Shannon, there's a video. Did I send it to you?
I didn't get any videos.
I'm gonna email you a video right now. This is actually related to what we're talking about right now. You can pull it up just here in a second. But yeah, I smoked a joint with my mom. It was a very strange thing. Me and my mom had, our relationship had fallen apart. And in our own way, and my mom was also an ex-heroin addict. And I think at this point I even knew this.
So her way to make amends was to do drugs with you?
Well, she had actually relapsed. Her mom died, and my grandma, Jane, was like a major drug dealer in Paterson, New Jersey.
Wow.
Not like real drugs. It was like pharmaceuticals. Mm. But she was an old bitch. Who,
no, those are the real drugs.
She hustled her way into like, you know, a shit ton of pharmaceuticals.
That's why you respect women so much. You come from a family of such strong ones.
I really do. And she... You know, she we dubbed her after she died because we had no idea any of this happened. We dubbed her Grandma Candy because she fucking she was hardcore. And when she died, my mom went into a depression. And at the same time, my mom had been clean for years, but at the same time, she was like clearing out her mom's place. She found all this, touching moment I'm really having right now, talking about my mom and her grandma and fucking, you know, thanks, Shannon, no problem. But you know, you just keep on drinking vodka with your family. Thanks, appreciate it. I wish I could drink vodka with my family, but you don't. I'll talk about it. It's all I have, really. It's the moments on this show where I could talk about it. But you know, if you want to just fucking make sound effects, do you want to do a little bit of an air horn? Wait, hold on a second. I really miss my mom. Go ahead, Shannon. Every day, you just keep on doing different ones. Why not? Every day I think about her. About how she never met my son. You know, and I think she would have probably really loved me. He looks just like me. I'm sure she would have almost like been reborn through meeting my son, you know?
Yeah, but wouldn't she hated him?
That is funny. That is funny. Thanks, Shannon. So, but yeah, so my mom ended up finding all of these drugs in her place and sort of relapsed. That was the thing. She relapsed and started using like all these pills again. And that was sort of the beginning of the end for my mom because my mom ended up later on killing herself with heroin. So a good way to describe it.
Oh, that would have been such a great
Shannon,
place for an air horn.
That's actually audio of her dying. The moment you die, the moment you die, you actually expel
you
gas from your body.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you actually had that. We had the audio for
the
listeners.
That's the clip you just sent her?
That's the clip of my mom dying.
But I mean, that's kind of cathartic in a weird way because she was a heroin addict, so she probably didn't shit for a long time.
That's true.
It was kind of like a relief.
I didn't realize
that. So play the audio one more time of my mom dying, just a moment. I miss your mom. Oh,
I feel like I'm
a candle in the wind.
Oh, fuck. If my family ever listens to this podcast, I mean, they already have.
They don't get gas digital in hell. Don't worry.
I know I had a family member say that they heard me on a podcast. I'm like, ooh, interesting, because they vary.
Yeah, it goes, there's a fucking, who knows? Sometimes it's a little serious, and most of the time it's a lot of N-words.
Hell's official podcast network is Compound Media. Yes. They have an exclusivity with
well,
them,
see,
so
I'm not
maybe
worried
gas
about
will
them,
go there in a few years.
So, yeah, so anyway, my mom sort of wanted to make amends with me.
I'm just picturing the old-timey, like, paintings of hell, but it's just a bunch of people having to watch Gino and Aaron Bird. Every morning now?
So, yeah, she rolled a joint for me one day. She's like, I'll smoke with you. I'll roll a joint. And she rolled it her way. And she rolled it in a really weird old school way where she kind of fucking stuck different papers together and made it a really long joint.
I thought you were going to say with her toes. It was an old school Puerto Rican method.
Well, my mom was white, little known fact.
Oh.
Yeah, Puerto Rican, Italian, Irish, baby boy.
Wow, that makes so much sense.
Oh, because it's all of the anger?
Oh, my gosh. All of, wow, yeah, that's.
Every bit of it.
If you were from L.A., that would be your opening joke.
Yeah.
Because it's all of the
anger. I'm Puerto Rican, Italian,
it's a bummer when something cliche is so true, because you're like, God damn, that's
true, though.
Well, stereotypes
are real. What do you want to say? Yeah, they really are.
Yeah.
You know? So, look, we have an amazing show planned. Let's get the plugs out of the way. Shane, don't worry about playing any more music. It's fine. I like just having music coming in sometimes. But let's get the plugs out of the way, and then I want you to play that video, because this is fucking crazy to me. Abby, anything to plug coming up?
Yeah, me and Karen Margolis just released a podcast called Book Sluts, so check that on Patreon or iTunes or
Book Sluts.
Whatever. Yeah, so we, like, read the free sample of the book on iBooks, and then we say what it's about, but it just kind of stems conversation from that.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
That's cool. That's fun. Yeah. Book Sluts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's been fun.
Canon?
Yeah, listen to Irish Goodbye, also on Gas Digital. So if you're watching this, just flip over after this. And I'll be on the road a bunch in October. Dates at MikeCannonComedy.com.
Fuck yeah, you will.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, you will, doggy dog. Zach Amico.
This week, let's just do Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny.
Fuck. The tour, it's starting to come together. I think I'm going to be finalizing everything next week. I will be posting a link for tickets within a week or so. I promise you, if you're in America, you will be within at least a four-hour drive of me.
Are you? Is it just you, or are you going with
It's
going to
be I'm headlining, and I'll be bringing in different various special guests. And
fun. Yeah,
a lot of Gas Digital fans in San Antonio, buddy.
We don't fuck around, baby boy.
Yeah, a lot of them came up and heard you on Real Ass Podcast, all that stuff.
Good. Yeah, hell yeah, cool. Dude. If you see, listen to me, if you ever see anybody on my show, any comedian or entertainer at all, because this is a three-day-a-week show now, and to be honest with you, we're going to probably have to start getting different guests in. There's not enough comedians. Fucking 3 days a week, two guests a show, it's a lot. Okay, we're going to probably have to get some fucking jugglers, quit on the subways, and some fucking rappers or something. I don't know.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows?
You're a good interviewer. Get different walks of life in here.
Have you started talking to your neighbors? Just maybe knock on their door.
Let me say this. I'm not a good interviewer because I'm the ultimate alpha, so I'm not going to. I don't care. When other people are talking, like, I'm already thinking of the next thing that I want to say that relates to my life.
What a lovely trait for a radio host.
Nobody wants to be interviewed, though. We want to have a conversation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Even when I talk to MMA fighters, like, I'm not sitting there like, I'm like, oh, my God. Ooh.
It's all the pressure on one side.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're like, it's almost, it's like putting a lot on them. You're
it's
like, hey, I'm going to ask you questions that I've already considered in my head, that I've thought about for a while, and what I think the right answer should be. And I'm going to ask them, and what's your answer right now?
Yeah. And then on top of that, you have to... They've been asked this question 100 fucking times. There's nothing original about it. And then when you try to do something unique, then you're just saying the N-word again. So they're like, edit that. And you're like, okay, fine. Well, this isn't good. None of this is good.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So that's why I don't interview people. We have conversations. You know, this is fucking Mark Maron. He interviewed the president. Dummy. You have a conversation with the fucking president. Okay? You sit down.
Yeah.
You say, what's up, dog?
Yeah. He's like, what find up? Out way more interesting things.
Yeah. Oh, what's it like being president? Did you listen to the Mark Maron Obama interview?
I did, yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, I mean, it was more of a conversation than an interview, but he had pre-planned questions and shit like that.
Have you ever been accused of rape?
I have not, no.
No?
I don't think so. Have I?
Have you, Louis?
Are you accusing me?
Shannon, I need you to.
What if this edit was like an intervention?
When he, all right, so what I just did there was I just asked him if he liked the Mark Maron Obama interview. And then he said, yeah, it was pretty good. So I want you to, then I asked him if he was accused of rape, and he was like, no, I don't think so. I need you to edit in his no, I don't think so, to when I asked him if he liked the Obama Mark Maron interview seamlessly. Because I don't need my fucking guests disagreeing with me on my own show. Okay. Okay. Thank you. So all that other stuff edit out, and it's just gonna go.
Hey, oh my god.
Did you see the Mark Maron interview? And he'd be like, yeah. Did you like it? No.
Have you been watching Putin videos lately?
Why? Why? Has somebody said something? And then we go straight into that. Okay.
Oh man.
And I need you to use some sort of like. I don't want people to know that it was an edit. So find some sort of like little glitchy thing that you could fucking edit into it as well. Okay. All right, we're back. So yeah, you didn't like that
interview. You spent way too much time on a not that incriminating thing.
You're right. You're right. You didn't like that
interview. Yeah, but he doesn't realize that it's small steps along the way.
Right.
It's not, you can't make big, huge moves because it's too obvious.
You're right.
I
have to be gradually.
I'm trying to help you out, but you just really.
I got lost.
You dropped the ball there.
You got smoke honeyed.
I don't know what happened there, but I went into a weird little fucking K-hole.
Yeah.
And I came out of it, and I don't know what exactly happened.
A K-hole?
Yeah, I did ketamine before the show.
Oh.
Oh, you don't know. I'm partying now that I'm a fighter.
Oh.
Like, I really go pretty hard.
I've never done ketamine.
Neither have I, actually.
Me neither.
What does ketamine feel like? Does anybody know, Shannon? Go back to last night.
Opiate-ish? Is it?
I think so, yeah.
Is it an opiate?
Tranquilizer.
I heard K-holes are weird.
It's so
though.
Funny
my
how many different kinds
it.
Of drugs there are, because you think that you know a lot about drugs, and then you keep finding out about different stuff, and you're mm-hmm. like, okay, I guess I didn't know about that one that much.
Yeah, there are a lot out there. I think most of them just kind of sort of do what the other ones do. Harrington looks like he wants to tell me what ketamine does. Harrington, have you done ketamine?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
What?
When he was a kitten. Yeah, like 16.
He was
or 17,
a hyper kid, and his
what was it like?
I don't know exactly like you just said. You would get into it. It was kind of like the first time you do like a big oxy.
So you got nauseous?
No, just kind of like super relaxed, super chill. Wasn't getting off the chair I was in. Just really like slumped over.
That sounds awesome.
Neil Brennan does it as a form of therapy.
Neil Brennan does ketamine?
Yeah, I think there's like some sort of ketamine trips intentionally made to like.
Because the nausea is what I never have done oxy or whatever recreationally, but I broke my collarbone and I took it and I was nauseous. And like nausea, I hate feeling nauseous so much. I'm like, I will deal with pain. I can deal with
pain
way better than
nausea. Yeah, you took too much. You got to take a little bit less.
But even like codeine, I remember doing like liquid codeine or whatever, like I don't know. And I did it for the first time, and it was just like I just had to go lay in a bathroom. I had to like crawl out of the classroom and go find a bathroom to like. I was like done.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm doing too much, but it's hard to figure out.
You guys do too much.
Maybe also
I just
don't
never
do it
did
in
it
school.
Again. You know what I mean? When I did it that hard, I'm like, well, I'm not even going to try to figure this out.
Yeah, I took a couple painkillers after the fight because my hand is still all fucked up. Mm. And yeah, pretty goddamn nice. I got to be honest with you. Grab a couple beers, a couple painkillers. Ain't going to hurt nobody. Nobody's been hurt doing a beer and a painkiller. Grow up.
Yeah.
Beer? Well, whiskey. I did have a little whiskey.
Guys,
anyway.
No one has ever died from alcohol and painkillers. Unrelated. Lewis and I will be at Capital Wrestling this Saturday.
We will actually be at Capital Wrestling this Saturday. Death Erection will be hanging out at...
Death Erection.
That's the name
the
of our tag team, yeah. And they're going to be hanging out at Capital
Wrestling. The Colossal Confrontation this Saturday night in Jersey City.
Yeah, look, I'm in pain right now, so I don't expect to get into any Colossal Confrontations, but if any of these faggy wrestler types want to come at me, I will smack them right in their fucking face. I'm a real fighter now. I'm not one of these, you know.
You don't.
Wrestling's for children, okay? And I'm not a child. I'm going specifically because they're paying me a lot of money to be there.
Just as an appearance?
Just
you don't
appearance
have to do anything?
Don't have to. I'm just going to sit there. They're paying me to be in the front row. It's fucking crazy. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Celebrity endorsement.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good
so
gig.
I'm going to go. I'm going to do a little golf clap here and there because it's cute. It's like watching a soap opera with fucking retards. Which is fun. If somebody said they're doing Days
By
of Our
the way,
Lives
if
recast.
They made a soap opera with retards.
Yeah, Days of Our Lives completely recasted with mentally handicapped people.
It would just
sister,
turn into
but I'm
wrestling.
Also attracted to you.
Do the dance of the hourglass. These are the Days of Our Lives. That'd be great. I would love it. So yeah, we'll be there this Saturday, which is kind of fun. Zach's a fan of pro wrestling, but he's, you know, he's in that world. He's kind of a little bit of a retard. Yes. So look, we have some things to talk about. Shannon, pull up that video. This made me sick. This made me guys, hold on right now. This is whatever the opposite of a real ass dude is this bitch. Okay, because look at this. Have you guys seen this video?
Mm-mm. I don't know.
Look at this. This is sick.
Bro, come on. Which one of y'all he did?
Me!
Come on, he's again.
No.
Come on, little baby.
I didn't even inhale.
He didn't inhale. That kid's a punk, but look. That one does.
He fell as fuck. He fell as fuck. Look.
This woman is giving her 2 and 3 year old kids hits on a blunt.
This woman should be put to death.
Well, my grandma,
she should be curb stomped.
My grandma gave me let me take a puff of a cigarette once.
When you were this old?
I was about that age, and it was once to not so I could
that's almost like
see how it tasted,
but
and not want to do it. She also let me drink her coffee. No,
it's just
how do you know?
I'll say this: your grandma. It's a different time.
Nah. Sure, but
it was fucked up. It's still fucked up. If my mother was alive.
Here's the thing. It's a different time because you should know better than to do it in a way that could expose you.
That is retarded, but it is 25 years. How old are you? 28, 27?
27.
This is 25 years ago. It is a way different time, and your grandma is from a way different time even then.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Sure.
It's
the fact that they're laughing like that looks...
Well, and she passed it to him a second time.
And also
it's not
a
like
baby, that's fucking crazy. It's not okay. It's absolutely not okay, but I am giving context of something that has happened to me that's somewhat similar.
Of course. It is similar, but it's nowhere near the same
thing. Sure, it's not as bad.
It's still fucked up. Like today, if I saw a video of a grandma giving a kid a cigarette today, it would give me a similar type of angry reaction.
Sure.
But that shit, that's just kind of like a stupid thing. This is like evil.
This is like for entertainment of other people, which is like the intent.
So many different levels.
The intent is different because you know that it's like.
Well, it's also not the first time. These kids are not even coughing. These kids aren't even coughing.
Right.
They're fucking hitting it and they're blowing
smoke. They're already pros. Here's the thing. I would have been worried if they hit it and they're like, yo, we ordered a pizza. If that happened, I'd be like, no, they are used to this.
That's bullshit. Get that better shit from last week.
Oh, that shit on paper, yo. Go back to the video. This is fucking crazy.
Mom, you spit all on the end.
Yeah.
And I think she's white.
Yeah, y'all nigga lip ass.
I was kidding, and that's exactly what she said.
Look.
And they're watching
he
Family
Guy. He
does
look like a pro.
Watch.
Oh
watch.
My god, dude.
You better inhale it. She wasted my weed.
You better inhale it. You wasted my weed.
He really gave
Pass
it away with
sister.
A hand swipe.
Give it to your sister.
You know? Don't be
Don't
greedy.
Burn yourself. You got it the wrong way. Give it to her the right way. Hold it. Eat it.
Smoke's
girl.
Getting in the kid's fucking eyes, too.
Yeah, that's.
She got arrested.
Damn.
How many children are we talking about here?
Diane, this woman's pussy was destroyed. 7 or 8 black children. That pussy was destroyed before those kids came out.
A deeply disturbing video that's been circulating on social media throughout the day. Now, the Winston-Salem Police Department is looking into it, but they are limited.
Wait, she's from Salem? She's literally a witch.
At this time, let's go ahead and take a look at this video, which is hard to watch. Now, you can see the 3 young children smoking in the...
If somebody doesn't superimpose a penis right there, I mean, they've missed the opportunity. What was Photoshop intended for? The video is hard to watch. Good.
Yeah, it is.
Girl who coughs after smoking. It's unclear what exactly the kids
coughs like a bitch after smoking.
Apparently, that child
her
had
brother
weak...
who wasn't a bitch ass nigga.
That child had weak ass lungs, as they say in the hood. Sorry.
So investigating what they call a scene relating to this incident somewhere in the city. But they did not say where that location is.
Today, well, first of all, the bitch has got fucking tattoos up and down her neck. She's very easy to identify.
Well,
that's fucking...
It's like, everything about
I'm sure somebody just
identify.
Saw her and they fucked her up. When they say a scene related to the video, I'm sure somebody...
Oh, really?
...saw her and was
like,
oh...
Well, it's like, what was it up... I wonder who shared it. I wonder...
She,
I wonder, like, did she put that on Facebook?
People are stupid.
Like,
people are so
fucking
dumb.
People are dumb. You see them, like,
I know.
That,
I'm just curious in what way she was stupid. You know what
Shannon,
I mean?
Can you find out more information?
Is she a Twitter stupid? Is she a Facebook
that
stupid?
That looks Snapchat stupid to me.
Snapchat stupid. Yeah, it does. You think
maybe?
You're right.
Is that the idea?
Ooh, yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Instagram Live.
Ooh.
That might have been Instagram Live.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not up to date.
She's
kind of
hot, too, to be honest.
She looks like Tekashi 6ix9ine.
I like
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
I like a trashy chick. I'm not into tattoos like that anymore, but she wasn't bad looking.
Yeah.
No. It was Snapchat.
It was Snapchat.
And it was the babysitter, not the mom.
No.
Oh, shit.
Dog.
Holy fuck.
Are you fucking kidding me?
If you're the mother, do you beat that woman to death?
Dog.
Whoa. No. You don't beat her to death. No.
Dog. But... A white woman was giving black babies... weed?
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ.
My mind is blown that a white woman was babysitting black babies to begin with. And then she gave them fucking weed. This is crazy.
Shit.
But also, she's smoking in the middle of the house. Like, so the mother had to be aware of this.
I mean, the kids are also pros.
She's babysitting. Why would the mother have had to have been aware of it?
Because after, like, I don't know.
Oh, afterwards, maybe that's how the video got out. Maybe she came home, she was fucking pissed.
Two babysitters.
And she...
Yeah, I'm just assuming it's not the first time. It looked like the kids. Because,
yeah, if you come home and you see that your fucking babysitter has had your kids smoke marijuana, I'm like, give me your goddamn phone.
Dog, I'm going to fucking beat them to death. If somebody gave my kid weed, I would fucking beat them to death. It would be crazy. Here's the thing, though. I think you're right. I think that if there's or who said that the with the weed smoke in the air in the home. You're right. The mom probably fucking knows. It's probably a friend of the mother.
It said in the article one of the babysitters was a friend of the mother.
Oh, did it? Here, pull the article back up. Sorry.
I said the children were in the hospital.
Oh, they were in the hospital.
The children were in the hospital all night and did not test positive for marijuana.
What?
So one of the babysitters is her friend and has apologized. Oh, the mother said, so the mother is coming to the defense of them because she said they were in the hospital and didn't test positive for marijuana.
So it was just cigarellos? Like, I don't
Michaela
understand
that. Pearson and 18-year-old Candace Little have been charged with felony child abuse and 3 counts of contributing to delinquency of a minor. Dog, I would fucking beat the shit out of somebody. I mean, I'm being serious.
That's what worries me about having kids, because my emotions get like so crazy when it comes to that. I get like, I could easily black out and just fuck
somebody up. If I watch a kid be mean to my kid in the park, I have to restrain myself from kneeing that child in the face. Because they're knee level. It's very easy just to fucking boom, knee him right in the face. If an adult was doing that to my child, I can't even explain to you. Wow, that's fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
You think you'd be measured? You'd be all right?
I'd be measured, I think. But here's the thing. I think that. Who the fuck am I to know? I'm not in that situation. I've never...
I haven't had
a child. Huh?
You got a puppy you were going to bring here today.
Oh, yeah.
And then
so
I was like, you can bring him. I was like, is he housebroken? She was like, guess I won't bring him.
Here's the thing.
Studio.
If it was tile, I was going to ask if it was tile or carpet.
Yeah.
Because if it was tile, then it's like, I'll just clean. Yes, I was. Yes, I was.
When did you get the puppy?
Because I'm not trying to... it's a new studio. I'm not trying to be an asshole.
No, I know. I'm fucking around.
And,
I love you. You're the best.
But yeah, it is a cute fucking puppy.
When did you get him or her? What is it?
It's a Cocker Spaniel.
Oh, is it a boy or a girl?
A girl.
Very cute. I love Cocker Spaniels.
Dude, this
King
is
Charles
the
Spaniels,
cutest
they're
puppy
the best.
I've ever
they're the
seen.
The cutest fucking puppies in the world.
Everything it does is the cutest thing that's ever happened. I imagine this is like how guys feel about super hot chicks, where it's like, how is that adorable too?
You think that's how we feel about it?
In the beginning, at first, young men.
Oh my God, I want to stick my cock inside of that puppy. Holy fuck, dude.
Okay, guys that are still...
Oh, imagine that, dude.
Guys that are still innocent.
I wish this puppy would stop talking.
Well, I'm talking about a dog,
just start sucking, puppy. Fuck.
Clearly you have to take out the fuck element of it.
Oh my God, puppy, stop looking.
Puppy,
your opinions don't matter to me.
Well, just you put up with a shitty behavior because you're
puppy,
like,
do you have another
so
puppy that you want to bring over, maybe? That'd be awesome. I mean, I don't really care, but it'd be really cool if you did.
Like when a puppy's chewing like a cord or something and you're pissed, but you're like, but you're cute. But, you know, guys will put up with crazy shit for hot chicks.
I get what the analogy just isn't that great.
Well, you're taking out the sexual element. I only kind of want to fuck the dog. Whereas guys really, really want to fuck women. So you have to just dial back that.
Dial back that, maybe.
You have to be able to connect two things without making it literal.
Yeah. No, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I could do that. You're asking a lot of me right now, Abby.
Hey, can I bring this girl over to the studio? Wait, is it tile or carpet?
Did she drink last night?
You got this puppy, but this is the thing. You don't understand what it's like to be a parent. You could say you'd
be that's what I'm saying.
Rational.
I don't think that I would.
Imagine somebody kicked your puppy.
I might smack her across the face real hard.
Let's say this little fucking punk rock
real
bitch.
Fucking hard, but I don't think I would want to beat, because that's the thing with guys who are like, I will destroy him, whereas I'm like, I would slap her in the face, but then I would be like,
this is all too measured. No, your emotional reaction would come in. What would you do if you're walking your new little puppy down the street?
I might pull her hair or something.
Listen,
I might like
answer this question.
Huh?
You're walking your new little puppy down the street.
Yeah.
And this a chick like this comes up and kicks your puppy.
I'm offended by the way that you said punk rock chick. That is not a punk rock chick. That is like a Tweety Bird sweatpants walking around the track.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. Whatever she is, it's a fucking tattooed up whore. Who cares? Go ahead. What would you do?
It depends on how hard the puppy was kicked and how hurt the puppy is, too. Because, like, because it's like, what's worth...
Abby, are you a human being? Do you have any passion? Yeah, you'd go over and be like, let me check my puppy and see, okay?
Well, it depends, like, how hard did they kick him? Like, how hard are they kicking the dog? Is that like a... Because it's like, if it's like a kick nudge, then it's like, I'm not going to destroy a person for that. If they kick really hard, then I'll destroy
one time
a person.
I had my dog spoil this before I had a kid, and maybe I'm crazy.
What if they kicked the dog and then yelled goal?
But also, if my friend was feeding my dog beer,
I would beat
punch
that person
the fuck out of my friend.
Yeah, and that's a friend.
Yeah.
Listen, all right, let's say this.
I wouldn't not have hit them. I just don't want to destroy
them. I was living in Washington Heights years ago when I had sport.
Unless they kicked them
and I was walking them down the street, and there was a bunch of hood rat dudes, like a bunch of like probably 18, 19-year-old kids, 17, between 16 and 19, that age group, right? So they weren't kids, but they were like not adults, right?
Yeah.
So as I'm walking my dog by, they start aggressively like barking at him to make him like get scared and hyped up. Like three or four of them are like, rah, 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 and you know, he starts barking back at them and he's kind of scared, right?
It's like when they bring Damien to the zoo in The Omen.
That's a great joke. So I was like, fuck, well, I can't fight these guys right now, you know, because there's like six or seven dudes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my dog and I was like, try to fight these guys. They're going to like beat my ass. And they're going to probably stomp my dog and kill him. You know what I'm saying? Like, who knows what the fuck these guys are going to do. So I left and I was like, oh yeah, whatever. And I just like kind of talked a little shit and I walked away. And then I got a brick that was like on the street. I saw a brick lying there. And then I went to the roof because they were right in front of my building. And I stood out on top of my roof and I tried to get the angle to kill them for barking at my dog. To kill them.
Yeah.
For now, barking at your dog?
Yeah, for barking at my dog. Now, I didn't.
See, but here's the thing.
Hold on.
You just stood on the roof like Batman.
On the edge. No, I didn't, because I couldn't get the angle was one. And then number two, by the time I got to the roof, my senses had come, you know, to me, where I was like, I'm not going to kill somebody for barking at my dog, right?
Right.
But
I'm so glad.
That was my reaction. Like, my reaction, and this was my dog at the time. This is the difference between me and you, Abby.
No, and thank God. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, thank God that we both exist and I can be there to be like, yo, I'll let you do something.
The point is that I don't think that person would survive.
Yeah.
If somebody hurt my kid in any way, and I consider that hurting my fucking kid, my 2-year-old kid, my 5-year-old kid right now, if somebody gave him a blunt and started smoking a blunt with my fucking kid,
and here's the
I
thing,
would probably beat
is,
that person
here's the
to
thing,
death.
Is it's like, it's... both of our instincts are good and appropriate and needed. You know what I mean? Because it's like you do kind of want that instinct in somebody
to
be willing.
No, I need to have a woman like you in my life.
Right.
Promise Kim is just like me. She's like, yeah,
get a baby.
Get a brick. Get a brick, baby. Fucking kill him. He barked at your fucking dog.
At least to some shit, though. At least to some shit that's not worth it sometimes.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Kim is like that, and that's badass. And But she would step in some situations, maybe just not ones you've encountered yet.
Maybe.
I almost had to fight guys that that were on my stoop. Like, it just crossed my mind that it might happen because they started, like, saying shit to my wife as we're walking up, and they were just all sitting, smoking weed, drinking out on my stoop.
Yeah.
And I just looked at them and was like, don't do that. And, like, immediately heart races. I'm like, fuck, I might have to fight this
you
dude.
You have to, because you're disrespecting
I know.
The chick.
And yeah. I'm just saying, I just said, I was like, don't do that, dude. I fucking live here. Don't make this uncomfortable for me to go home, you fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
And his boy goes, yo, he's right, man. Shut the fuck up.
Hell
and
yeah.
He never said
no,
anything.
Oh, my God.
I know. I was literally, my whole parasympathetic nervous system.
You walked in,
just,
you closed the door, started crying in a fetal position.
I was, like, absolutely relieved. I thought I was going to have to get the shit kicked out of me.
Because you got to. If they disrespect your chick, that's when I want to fight a dude.
Yeah.
I said this recently on this show,
yeah, because
right?
That's what's nice is you're getting disrespected together. You know what I mean? Because
right.
when a guy disrespects you in front of your guy, it's like, oh, see? That it's like,
No. He's calling
like,
you a pussy.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's all he's doing. He's saying you're bitch made because that's what I'll do. If a dude's with a chick and I do want to fight him, I'm like, yeah, dude, your chick's fat. What's
right.
up?
Yeah.
What's up?
I've done that
and
before.
And then she's like, huh? What?
You cannot not do
and
anything.
And now he has to deal with that. You got him like right now and also later.
Yes.
Now she's going to be like, am I? And he has to deal with that.
And he can never fuck her good again because he got
even if he gets
baited.
It's okay to get his ass kicked. It's okay in that situation to get your ass kicked. Even getting your ass kicked in a weird way might even be better.
Sure.
No, it's not better. It's not bad though.
Wait, getting your ass kicked is better?
As a dude, like, because the chick at that point is going to go like, all right, especially by two dudes. If you get your ass kicked by two dudes.
Yeah, but in front of the chick, too, is also something that you're going to have to deal with. If you get your ass kicked
in front
of your woman.
It's better than walking away.
Oh, walking away. You can't walk away.
Oh, no, you can't, of course.
I'm just saying, in getting your ass kicked by two dudes in front of your chick.
I agree with that. That's the best scenario.
That's almost like the best case scenario. Or maybe, you know, maybe they hit you or whatever. You're trying to fight
them. Oh, by two dudes? Fine.
Yes.
Sure. That's different. Because you still fought and there's two. It's unfair. Yeah, sure.
I've won a fight in front of a girl and it fucking scared her. Like how crazy I got and like it was just the same.
No,
she was like, that was like not fun to
some
watch.
Some chicks aren't into that at all.
But you want to know that that's a possibility.
My son's mother would like, if I got into like a fight or an argument on the street, she'd fucking walk away and be furious with me. That's that. Yeah. Like,
well, here's the thing. But you want in a situation where he would be right in doing it because it's like, I'm not like no violence ever. There are certain situations that I'd be like, hell yeah, get him, you know? And you want to know that he's able to do that.
Of course. Well, you want him to be able to take care of you. Women are, whether they want to say it or not, they're turned on by a man. They're turned on by somebody who can fucking, you know, chop wood and fucking fix the electrical box or whatever men do. I don't know what they do. I'm not really much of a man.
Or start a podcast network.
Get into an MMA fight. I don't know.
Against another
brands.
Almost man. A slightly lesser man.
Oh, shit. All right, gentlemen and lady, let's talk about one of our incredible sponsors right now, which is Infinite CBD. Infinite CBD has been helping me out this entire fight camp. I had a lot of injuries. I talked about it last time on the show. I will tell you that CBD was a major, major, major component in recovery and making it so that I can go and compete. And it was a lot, dude. Right now, I'm all beat up. I've been slathering my body once again in CBD because I have to recover again. Have you messed with CBD at all, Mike?
Yeah, I'm a broken down ex-athlete, dude. So my knees, my joints, they're constantly hurting. I use that Freeze lotion.
Oh, yes, dude. God, oh, it's the best, dude. Freezing Point. It's the best. It's literally, dude, my hand right now is covered in Freezing Point. You guys can probably smell it. I think it has like eucalyptus in it. It has peppermint in it.
So good.
It has CBD, obviously the most important ingredient. And it helps you recover muscle injuries. But they have so many different types of ways you can get CBD from Infinite
AM
CBD.
Pill? I want to get that.
Yeah, dude. It's like a caffeine pill with CBD in it.
It's the best.
If you don't know what CBD is, when you hear about medical marijuana, it is the chemical that is the medical part of it, right? It doesn't get you high. It's non-psychoactive, as they say. It doesn't show up in drug tests. It's not illegal. It's legal, I believe, in every state, right, Shannon? Yep. So
it's derived from hemp.
Yeah, it's a completely natural ingredient, and it has been, you know, I would say nothing short of a miracle drug. When I told my physical therapist that I was using CBD, he was like, perfect. Don't use anything else. He was like, it's perfect. That's all you need is CBD and do the what do they call it?
rehab exercises.
Rehab exercises that he had given me, and that was that. And I think that it was a major, major reason why I was able to recover and compete. At Infinite CBD, they have the cleanest, healthiest, purest form of CBD available. Research, go look it up right now. Just Google what CBD can help you with. I promise you, if you have an ailment, CBD will be able to help you with it. Look it up right now. Don't even listen to me. Just Google it. Do some research. Find out what the experts are saying. Ask your doctors. Ask your physical therapist. Ask your personal trainer. I promise you right now, this is not just some bullshit thing that I'm just trying to sell you. This is a real deal thing that helps people out. It helps with insomnia, inflammation, anxiety, muscle recovery. I mean, everything. I have a friend who started smoking CBD to help him stop smoking cigarettes,
nice.
Which was a great way to do it because he was getting all the medical benefits, just sort of the oral fixation of you know, smoking and still being able to have that, but actually getting a really healthy benefit from it, which was incredible. So here's the deal. Go to infinitecbd.com, and we're going to give you a discount for trying it out, okay? Infinitecbd.com is the website. The promo code is RAP15, RAP15. You're going to get 15% off of any purchase. Save 15%. Try it out. I'm telling you right now, you might have a family member that has some sort of ailment. See if this could help them. This is a great thing. Even if it just wants to make you feel better. I have friends who take CBD in the morning just to kind of wake them up and make them feel alert and make them feel like ready for the day. People that have ADD, they say instead of taking some crazy fucking drugs like Adderall and all this other bullshits, they take CBD instead.
I do it for anxiety. Focus.
Yeah, dude.
I took it before my Cellar audition.
That's awesome. And you got in the Cellar.
Yeah.
Infinite CBD got Mike Cannon into the Comedy Cellar.
Sure did.
RAP15 is the promo code. InfiniteCBD.com is the website. That is InfiniteE.com. RAP15. Get that 15% off. All right, let's get back into it. It's pretty funny. I actually told Kim as a joke when
that
she first met you. When she first met you. Because she asked me every time she meets a chick, she's like, how did you hook up with her? And I told her that we made out just as a joke. I said, oh, we went to Montreal together, we made out. And I was like, oh, it was just a thing. Just to fuck with her for like, it was supposed to be for like 5 minutes, right? Just like whatever. Just completely forgot that I never told her the truth. Never told, like.
You motherfucker.
For months she sat on this. And she really likes you, and she's like, she's a Puerto Rican chick, so like in her mind,
dude,
she's just
Puerto Rican, like
she's bothered by this. She was really, it was very, very recently that I told her the truth. She was like, well, you made it.
I'm fucking glad you told her the truth, you son of a bitch. That is, it's so funny. This hasn't happened very much before, but I had another guy tell me, I told people that it was a roast joke.
Right.
I was pissed. I did this roast in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I was the only chick on it. And the dudes were just so easy on me, and it was so boring. And right. One guy's joke was that he told people that we made out.
Right.
And I'm like, cool, dude.
That's just bizarre.
No, totally. And that's like, it was fine, whatever. I'm just like, that's just weird. Yeah. But,
here's the reason I did it. I think we've all done it. To make your girlfriend or boyfriend jealous. Yeah, like, it's a little joke, for sure. Of course.
Yeah. But,
I think I'm a pothead. And I just forgot to tell her the truth.
Yeah.
And she brought it up. She was like, I don't remember how she brought it up. She was like, oh, that time you made out with Abby. And I was like, I never made out with Abby. She's like, yeah, you did. I'm like, what are you talking about? I forgot it. I forgot that I even made the joke. It was like, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's like, yeah, in Montreal. And I was like, oh shit. I never told you the truth. It was, dude, for probably, this is maybe a month ago that I told her the truth.
I can't believe you turned a Puerto Rican chick against me. No, it's already so hard.
She still liked you. She still liked you.
Totally,
that's how cool you are, Abby, by the way, that she still really, really liked you.
Yeah.
And she got past it. Like, that was like a thing.
I love Kim.
She had to emotionally get past this thing that would bother her.
It's so funny. I get it because I'm similar. I'm very similar in that sense.
Yeah, I think most people are.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. There's like, I don't know. Is it like this for men where it's the respect thing where it's like you don't want somebody to feel like they have power over your person? You know what I mean? Over you. You know what I mean?
It's just weird when you think about a dude fucking your chick.
Yeah,
I know. But it's a power dynamic, isn't it?
I never really deconstructed what it is.
Sure.
But yeah, maybe. I mean,
because I was talking to another girl and she, it wasn't that for her. It was something else, like. I don't know exactly what it was, so I don't know if it was
there's something about your chick being penetrated by another dude.
It feels very invasive.
She has to let him inside of her.
Yeah.
You're like, why would you do that, you whore?
Yeah.
Why couldn't you be a virgin? And I don't think it's the same thing for a woman to a man. Maybe it is. Shannon, are you that way? Are you like, because I know women look at sex much more emotionally.
I judge men a little bit.
Yeah.
But not as much as men judge women, for sure. generally.
Pukey, how do you feel about your man fucking?
Shannon, does it really bother you if, like, let's say a guy that you'd hooked up with or you're dating had hooked up with a friend of yours in the past or an acquaintance or somebody you know? Because if I don't know the person and it's out of sight, out of mind,
yeah,
then it's not, I don't really give a fuck at all. Like, I don't want to hear about it or think about it. I'm not one of these dudes who was like, tell me the stories. Yeah.
Yeah, no, no, no.
I went to high school with my wife, though, so we, like, know everybody each hooked up with.
Oh, and she hooked up with a bunch of your buddies, probably?
None of my buddies, actually.
Not at all?
But kids that I know, like, guys that are, like, peripheral friends, like, not close. But, yeah, that, even when I go home sometimes, it's like, you know, it just feels a little shiver up your spine where you're just like.
Because when you fuck the dude's chick and you shake his hand.
Yeah.
You even think about
it. Of course. Everybody thinks about it.
Every time I'm with a dude and I fuck this chick and I give him a hand, like, as soon as our hands touch, I'm going, I fucked a chick.
Yep.
Every single time.
Yeah.
And I know they're doing that with me. And that makes me angry. So then I start to go, oh, yeah, did you, motherfucker? Uh-huh.
Yeah. You just you whip up this whole fight in your head, and before long, you're ready. You're just like eyeing them.
Are you better than you used to be about it, though?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, because I'm a lot better than
Can't be anymore. I'm 36 years old. I got a kid. I'm not a child. My initial reaction sort of is that, but, you know, then I go, oh, who gives a fuck? I don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of sex with a lot of random, stupid people. Mm-hmm. So I'm not gonna be judgmental over a fucking chick.
Do you judge more on who the person would have sex with or the number?
Who?
Here's the thing. It depends. A number depends on the number. Like, if it's a crazy huge.
What's the number that's too much for you? Where you
9 inches.
What's the number for
it's
you?
Too many inches.
That it's too much. Too many people.
I don't know.
Where would bother you? You're dating a person, and they say this is my number.
If it was like over 100, I don't know. I don't really know what's a lot, but I've only really judged people on who before.
Yeah.
It's never been a number that's crazy to me. It's always been who they've
fucked. Number, once you're in your 30s, the number stops even being a thing.
Right.
Number, like, I'm like.
It's like, do you have something or don't you have
something?
If
you've kept track at this point, and God bless, you're a nun.
Yeah.
If you know your number, you're a fucking nun in my mind.
You just have to judge it off how they act around the people that you know.
Can I get a coffee, please? Somebody.
Because if they're fucking a bunch of people that you know, then you're like, I don't know. But if you, it's like what you kind of witness in your own life with them.
Yeah. Look, we do put a lot of emphasis on sex, and I don't know exactly why that is. Mm-hmm. Everything becomes like, you know, even like sexual harassment in the workplace. It's like, okay, like, just step back for a second. Is it really a big deal?
Dude, I have been trying to think about this forever.
Am I wrong about this? Like, it's, I understand how it's uncomfortable or whatever. It's just not like. It's just not in the top 100 things in the world for me where I'm going, like, if a boss says his secretary, oh, you look really good in that outfit today. Yes, it's inappropriate. But, like, in my mind, I'm going, like, fine. But it's just not news. It's not a big deal. None of this is like, it's just fucking. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, everything is like, we put so much. We all do it. It's something that everybody is going to do. Everybody wants to do. And we all kind of suppress this want and urge and everything we do and to be appropriate in this weird way. And everything is very, very unnatural. And then when a slip up happens or somebody fucks up, then we try to destroy them. And I'm going like, guys, who gives a fuck? What are we 10 years old?
We just don't know enough.
Pussies and penises. Who gives a fuck?
Rape is like, and obviously this isn't even close to rape. Let me make sure that I don't think that. But if somebody says no and somebody does something anyway, then there's like a clear line that everybody can be like, that's for sure fucked up.
Yeah.
But when the declarative language isn't there and we don't have any of the context at all, it's like, how the fuck? Because it's like, I'm a woman who's been in comedy and in engineering and stuff where I'm around dudes all the time. And it's like, I've had sexual things happen. And it's like, sometimes it's fine.
Mm.
Yeah.
So,
it's just, look, I can't discount women that are a little more fragile.
Well, absolutely.
My son's mother, I've said this before as well, she had like her ass pinched, I remember a couple years ago or a few years ago when we were together, and by like a dude on the street, and she was like, what the fuck, asshole? And she, like, you know, and that was that. And it was a moment, it was weird. She doesn't think about it ever again. It was just a fucking shitty moment where like a dude did something inappropriate, but because it's sexual. And there's this like power dynamic between, you know, the patriarchy and men are more powerful than women and blah, 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 blah. It becomes this whole big deal when I go like, I mean, the amount of times that when you think about the physical, what happened there, physically what just happened was this, right? It was a different part of his body, but in an invasive way. When I think of, I've been I've had a moment where I've been physical or something has happened where I didn't want it to happen physical, same, right? Forget sexual, forget anything else. That happens 1,000 times. It happens every week 10 times where whatever it is, a homeless person gets too fucking, you know, pushes up on you.
Right.
On the subway and some fucking, you know, a dude bumps you and you're like, that happens on that level.
Yeah.
Almost every day.
Being a victim is currency now.
Yes,
though. Everybody wants to showcase their own victimhood and how everybody should feel bad for them. So that's why everything gets overblown and focused, and people are so self-centered that it's just
people
kind of
speak
like,
in hyperbole past each other. Nobody's having a fucking conversation. And also, I feel bad because every time I come on this podcast, I see comments of like, "Is this a comedy podcast, Abby?" Because
no.
I'm just giving opinions, but
you know, you're always funny on this podcast. It's a podcast of opinions and being funny as well. So I like when you do this. I just need you to tell me what hyperbole means.
Hyperbole means just such an exaggeration. It's used, you know, people use it now to as almost like a clickbait for conversation. They almost lie with their words, but they don't technically lie. It's like they're just getting away with using
Oh my God, she just did double KKK symbols. Did you guys see that?
Oh my God, is that KKK?
Oh, you fucked up, dog.
I didn't
white
even
supremacy.
Know that.
Oh yeah, that's the alt-right.
White power, white power.
Really?
Well, what is she doing right now?
White power.
White power, dog.
Oh my God, that's a nightmare.
Freeze frame it.
That is an absolute nightmare. Is that your symbol this whole time has been white power?
That, my symbol?
Wait, do you do something with the hands or something?
No, he does the skank hands.
That's skank hands.
Oh, okay, good. I was like, holy shit, that is...
You just have double white powers.
So funny.
Yeah, it's a W and a P.
Yeah, say, look, it's a W.
And then a P.
Oh.
White power, white power.
I didn't get
Wait, is that why Donald Trump talks like... Does he do that?
Yeah, he's doing white power.
Oh,
that's
fuck.
What it is. No, he's not really doing white power, Abby.
Oh, I don't actually think that.
Oh, okay, good. Well, that guy is, though.
Oh, shit.
Tonight. What power?
Damn.
That is so weird.
Well, good to fucking know.
But that's what they do now is they try to catch celebrities doing it. Like Rogan just was like, yeah, okay, buddy. Dude. And they're like, look. I mean, I just did this. I guarantee that'll be a meme at one point.
Oh, for absolute sure it already is. But like with the Louis thing, so I was thinking about it and it's like, having a pussy is like having a pool. Like you just have to have a pool that you have to take care of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And guys just get to go
get
swimming.
Chlorine in it.
Guys go swimming. Women have pools.
Check
you know
pH.
What I mean? And so it, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. We have to fucking deal
if you
with
go
all
away
the
for
cleanup.
The summer. You got to hire a Puerto Rican kid to take care of it.
fucking exactly.
Last weekend, you got a swimmy caught in your filter.
Yeah. No. Totally.
Shannon,
yeah,
give me a goddamn fucking Lewis Tech. That was awesome. It was a great joke. I'm awesome. Shut the fuck up. You're right.
Yeah, it's like, and then, so Louis is just like, hey, can I like lay by your pool, you know? And it's like, okay, but why don't you lay in your own backyard? Why are you here? Are you sure you're not going to go on to go in the pool later? And then you just have to watch this fat ginger body put suntan lotion all over himself.
That's
next
not
to
suntan
the fucking...
lotion.
Exactly. It's a metaphor.
So
it is a situation where I feel bad for them. If you can have empathy for them and still be like, because somebody was like,
just big
well,
fucking
it's only
deal.
Been 9 months since he's been gone. And I'm like, yeah, but in stand-up world
that's
and stand-up
time,
life,
when
I go days without having a set, I'm like itching.
And if it was two fucking years, let me tell you something.
But he lost.
That's because you got to get your pool cleaned. if he had gone 2 years without doing a set, it would be the exact same reaction. So the truth is, the sooner he comes back, the sooner the outrage mob is going to fucking die down. This is just the way it's going to be, okay? He, I'm sure, had meetings with his, you know, friends. I think his like agents and managers dropped him, but he's still like with his people. He's still with his people that take care of him. And they all figured out. They're like, all right, dude, this is the time. There's going to be articles. Feminists are going to be pissed off. You probably shouldn't do many rape jokes or anything like that.
It's
right
weird
now.
That he's not acknowledging it, though. That's kind of weird.
I think that's the only thing I'm disappointed in, that he wasn't just like, look, I know that it, just even like a small thing, just to show that he came back with something, but
right.
He might have just been out and about and been like, you know what? I have these new things that I want to work on.
Yeah.
I've thought about this. I'm going to do this and it'll probably get attention and then I'll come out with a response. I just hope he has some kind of response at some point and addresses it.
I'm sure he'll do it in his act.
But that's why I just am not saying anything yet. You know, it's like
he'll do it in his act as he should.
But people also like they don't understand that.
Not yet, because he's at the cellar. It's his first time coming back.
But
I'm
he
sure
went to Long Island too.
He's going to work on a special. Okay. And I'm positive he will address it in his special.
Yeah, he has
He's too
to.
Good. He's yeah, too good, and yeah. it's the elephant in the room. You can't do it. You know, remember when Pee Wee Herman got caught jerking off in the movie theater?
And he came on MTV and said, heard any good jokes lately.
It so was good. Fucking incredible. What a great moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. What if he's coming back without apologizing at all to see if he can
he did
get
apologize.
Away? Or he did apologize.
He
already,
and he shouldn't have.
Come
he's
back.
Stupid.
No, I disagree.
He's stupid for
I disagree. If he hadn't said fair. Anything, I don't know how. I, that's part of my. If he didn't have any apology at all, I would probably have written him off completely by now, at oh. least for the most part. Not to a point where I don't think he should be able to do stand-up, to a point where I'm like, well, I no longer have faith in you as a person.
Well, and people yeah. with no money are saying that he hasn't been punished, but he lost $40 million in
nah,
Netflix
I don't
want
to hear anything about money if he already is still satisfied with money. If he's still in a place
How do you
where,
know he is? But he was in the red just from all of
here's
his...
Here's the thing. If he's not, if he is in the shits, then I... That's
he's
a really valid
well,
point.
You
but I have a feeling
Abby,
that he's
Abby,
fine.
Abby. He's not me or you, right? It's like once you have houses and boats and fucking things and a life to maintain.
Yeah.
So he sells his boat. That's not a big. That's a big
he's,
deal. That's
yeah,
fucking
it is
like,
a big deal. But
no,
he's
is.
Had less.
I don't know.
Before.
I don't know if he did, but I'm just saying the point that I'm making though is like I'm 100% positive that he's been affected financially by this. 100%, and yeah. I don't feel bad for him. Because, you know...
Oh, I don't either. I just think it is a valid punishment. He lost a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of fucking money. And I don't know that it's a valid punishment. I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. He didn't really, in my opinion, as an adult, I don't think he really crossed any lines that were anything beyond, like, taboo. And
I think
I'm
he
not
was
judging.
Just inconsiderate.
Hold on. Let me say this. Fine.
Jerking off.
Fun. He was inconsiderate.
Jerking off on the phone, though, when somebody didn't know.
And
that's super gross.
I don't actually.
That's the one that I go. That's the one that sticks out for me that I go. It's weird. Very weird to me, right? But.
We forget about that one.
There's also, you know, there's nuance there. How do you know he wasn't thinking that she's might join in? That's what he's going for, right? Mm-hmm. He's not just like, I think it's more than that. And he gave one fell swoop like, hey, I'm sorry. You know, what these women said are true. And, you know, he didn't deny it. And that was a political move on his end. He had to because there's most people feel like you. Because if he didn't do that, he would never be welcomed back into mainstream society. It's impossible. And he's brilliant. And I don't know that you should lose the best, debatably the best comic in the world because he was inappropriate and gross. And that's as far as it goes. You know, I mean, we've all been inappropriate and gross. Everyone in this room, Shannon last night, like 8 times.
Do you think there will be a time where he's back on like the Tonight Show promoting something?
Yes.
You think so?
100%. He will be welcome because here's the truth. This with Aziz, when they didn't fucking flame him and they kind of let him go quickly. They're letting Chris Hardwick go.
Yeah.
Look, I think
a bad relationship and a bad date. That's what it seemed like.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. And I didn't look into it because it gets to a point where I'll just never know. And it almost frustrates me more to look into it more and think that I have even more of a nuanced opinion because I have one more fact about it when ultimately I just won't have enough to fucking know.
Yeah. I don't want to spend a ton of time talking about Louis because we do it ad nauseum. Okay. So I will just say this. Okay. I got to say Noam Dorman, one of the owners of the Cellar, fucking real ass dude, came out and got Louis back, came out and said, hey, look, you got to fucking, you know, I respect my audience, you know, but you have to, you know, you have to let people move on and heal and work. And that's that. And, you know,
and he also said, let the audience decide.
Yeah. So, and then of course, now, you know, the two women in the audience, because they want to get their fucking
moment. They had a Vulture article.
Oh my God.
We were uncomfortable.
Or there were people from the Vulture there like, please give us a story. Right. Tell us how you felt.
Well, they were
like,
reaching out to comics.
Of course.
All these little blogs were like reaching out to comics. What's your take on this bullshit? Can I print it? It's like,
stinks.
No, fuck you. What is the win?
Listen to my podcast, bitch.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I thought Noam handled that well.
.com, motherfucker. Use a promo code RAP.
Yeah, Noam did, because he was empathetic.
He is very good at that. He's very good at wording things in a way where he acknowledges...
He's a smart guy. Very smart guy.
Very smart guy. He acknowledges the situation, but then gives his rational... Because it's not all about what's fair. He's not concerned with that. He's like, well, what makes sense moving forward?
Yeah, I really like and respect Noam. And, to be honest with you, it's a weird situation. You want to make everybody happy, and you're not going to make everyone happy. You know, these women in this article, I guess they were saying that they were so uncomfortable because it was such a warm reception from the crowd. And you look at that and you go like, yeah, that's how most people feel. Most people go like, okay, the thing is just kind of it's kind of a dumb thing. And I'm very consistent with this. I don't care what people do with their dicks and pussies for the most part, as long as they're not invading on other people's rights. And by asking a woman to masturbate in front of her whether you're more famous and rich and the power dynamic is there or not, it's just not really infringing on somebody's rights. It just sucks. It sucks for him to do it. Like, if I were to, I have interns, Alex, right? Alex and Becky. If I were to get them alone and ask them to do weird things sexually with me, it would suck. I would be, in my opinion, that would be...
Yeah, they wouldn't be very good about it.
Yeah, it would be... it would be a shitty thing for me to do as a boss. It would be a shitty thing for me to do as a superior to somebody that they respect. Yeah. And, you know, I understand that. And that's why I don't do it. And I don't hold myself to the standard where I'm like, oh, you can just pull your dick out and do whatever you want. And I feel like I have to explain that side of it. But I think you need to sort of have a consistent philosophy here. And I think that if this was a woman doing it to a man on a set, it wouldn't be an issue. It was a character, Jennifer Aniston's character in fucking, what was that
Horrible
stupid
Bosses.
Movie? Horrible Bosses. That was her whole fucking character.
Right.
And it was a gag. And it was, I don't believe that it would
even
be a story.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe the Me Too thing is going to start getting into women way more.
Well, we're happening. Look at the segue we're getting into right now, by the way. That was perfect.
Well, if it starts happening to women way more and little things happen, because sometimes it is just kind of luck of the draw of who's triggered by certain things. Because makes people uncomfortable sexually varies so wildly from person to person.
And you don't know until you do it. You don't know until a finger's 2 inches
and
into your butt.
Guys don't
you
have...
don't like this. But that's the truth. Yeah. Think about that.
You know if the first thing.
Yeah, probably.
It is funny, though, that like mild discomfort from two audience members is now newsworthy. Like, it's getting a full article dedicated to just...
Yeah, but there's an article... Yeah, but let's not give articles that much credit.
Yeah, if there was no audience members that ever pissed off, the article would be...
It's the internet. There's too much on there.
I hate the fucking comics. Julian McCullough's coming out and shitting on Louis. I don't know. There's just something about comics shitting on other comics that rubs me the wrong way. And it just... I think that we all fucking make mistakes. I don't know. Yeah, I think it was a mistake. That's a good way to put it. He definitely made a mistake. Shouldn't have done that.
It was gross.
If you want to jerk off in front of women, there's a way to do it as well.
He just doesn't have a high emotional intelligence. You know what I mean? Like, he couldn't tell what kind of discomfort it was. Or maybe he could. That's the thing that we don't know.
Maybe
he's
jerked off in front of 1,000 women. And
that's actually a great point, what she just said, though.
No, I agree.
Yeah, because we don't know his intent. If his intent that he knew...
Because people say intent doesn't matter, but it does in the sense that, like...
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that. No, I don't think that his intent was to make women feel uncomfortable.
But who
knows? I think his intent was to jerk off in front of women.
Or it's not even if his intent was to make them uncomfortable. It's if he, at some point, realized that it was making them uncomfortable and continued to do it.
And also, who knows? Subconsciously, he could enjoy that discomfort.
It's when it turns to a choice, because that's showing.
You're right. No. If that's the thing that gets him off, then it borderlines to the point where you're infringing on somebody's rights.
Because you don't have a past. You don't have a sexual history. Because
if somebody doesn't want to be there, you don't have a right to do anything sexual in front of them, to them, whatever it is. If somebody doesn't want to be there, that's the line, in my opinion, right?
It's a trick.
But the person that doesn't want to be there also has a responsibility to let you know that they don't want to be there. And I don't think we'll ever know the nuance whether those women were very clear and let Louis know. In the story, it doesn't seem like they're claiming that they were clear and let Louis know. And the ones that were clear and let him know, he said, oh, I'm sorry. And didn't do anything in front of. So what I take from just the story, which is all we know, is that, yeah, he jerked off in front of a couple girls that laughed about it, that opened up for him on the road, and were like, yeah, do it. And then he did it, and then they were like, oh, we're uncomfortable after the fact. And they joked about it on stage the next night. That's one of them. Two women he asked, one on set, one just was another woman, and they said no, they didn't want to do it. And he said, oh, I'm sorry. And then one woman he masturbated on the phone with, and she stayed on the phone with him while she said she knew he was masturbating. And in his mind, how do we know that he didn't know that she knew he was masturbating and this was a hot thing that they were doing together?
Because also, is that the first thing they were doing? Because it's also, because the thing that makes this different from other kind of rapey things, and I'm not saying this is rape, but like, you know, in that
rapey
realm.
Things, name of the episode.
You know, that genre.
I was searching for the music in my head.
It's like, what were they supposed to get out of it?
Oh, shit. Everyone gets raped in the Upside Down.
Yeah, that's why I avoid it at all costs.
Well, all right, we're talking about women being a part of the Me Too movement. Let's move on to this, because I got to talk about this. This is very interesting. Asia Argento, I don't know if you guys know anything about her and her involvement in this movement. She was one of the first accusers of Harvey Weinstein, and she was also dating Anthony Bourdain.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Anthony Bourdain,
Oh, yeah, this was your fault, right? You had somebody on who talked about it?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of little weird things going on here. This is kind of fucking crazy. The whole Legion of Skanks is somehow, and I will, you know, I don't want to, you know. This
kill Anthony Bourdain? Legion of Skanks did it first.
We are somehow entangled in the world of Me Too and Harvey Weinstein and Asia Argento and what's her name?
Rose McGowan.
Yeah. I mean, the whole fucking, it's crazy. Okay, so, all right. Asia Argento, she was dating fucking...
Bourdain.
A week before Bourdain killed himself, Jeff Leach came on our podcast and told a story about how she sent him unsolicited nudes while he was out with his girlfriend. He asked her to stop, and she kept on sending them to him.
Wow.
So he was just kind of like, yeah, you're pretty fucking hypocritical for, you know, pushing this Me Too thing when you're just out there being a fucking little slut bag, right? Which she just seems like a little bit like a wacky fucking sexual chick. That's what she seems like. And to be honest with you, you know, that could come from sexual abuse.
Yeah.
I think when people are sexually abused, they get, you know, totally. So who knows what the fuck happened in that chick's past. And Rose McGowan, too, she seems like a wacky broad. So who the fuck knows? I don't know if Harvey Weinstein was the first person to hurt these women. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So now it comes out Asia Argento, she played the mom. What's the kid's name? Stephen Bennett?
I can't remember.
We've been away for so long from the show. This all happened while we were in Vegas last week. Look this up. She played the mom of this kid when he was like...
She made a movie called The Heart is Deceitful Above All Things.
Yeah.
This kid played her son.
He was like 8 or 10.
Yeah, I want to say like 10. When he was 17, allegedly they slept together.
Right.
She took photos of them in the bed together.
Yeah.
Okay, so she started fucking this kid when he was 17, but she's known him since he was a kid.
Isn't that not illegal in some states?
California, it is illegal.
Yes, actually.
Oh, it's
so New York, it's legal. California, not legal. This is pretty fucking stupid. This is actually a point. The whole thing is kind of dumb, all right? Because if this was in New York, it wouldn't be an issue. It's not a crime. Who gives a fuck, right? State by state, they have different laws. Unless you're fucking a kid, I'm not really calling you a pedophile or a criminal or anything. It's just kind of like, you know, I'd say they got to even... Like a 16-year-old is, it depends on who the 16-year-old is. Because there's a 16-year-old that looks like a fucking man or a woman, or then there's a 16-year-old that looks like a child. It's creepy no matter what.
It's so funny because everybody has their, it's usually 16, 17, or 18 for most people, and everybody has their age. I think for me, it's 17.
17's the youngest you'd count.
No, no, that I've gone. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I don't know. Isn't that, what's yours, 16?
No, I think that,
to be attracted to?
No. To kind of what you would say is like...
Consent. Age of consent.
The age of consent, what it should be.
But it's just... If you were the lawmaker, that's a good question.
But if you've seen Madison...
If you were the lawmaker, what would be the age of consent?
Yeah. I'd say 17. 17, yeah.
Because you're splitting between the middle, so you get to feel the most right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What
would
you say? Yeah.
Come on. 16.
I'd say at the point of conception. I'd say once you're out in the world, you're ready.
Okay.
Old enough to pee, they're old enough for me, as they used to say.
Uh-huh.
But remember all those? Remember all those?
Well, here, you know,
if there's
maybe
grass on the field, play ball.
I would make it 16.
Over and play in the mud.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Sorry. Yeah, it's 16. Because you don't want people to get in trouble for it. That because there are certain cases you just don't know.
18 and a 16.
18 and 16.
Yeah. I used to love like baby rape and pedophile jokes and.
Oh, now you got a kid.
No, I love more now.
I have a joke though that like never works, but it's because my wife and I, we actually had sex when we were 15. We lost each other's virginity, you know, to each other, and so the joke is like I've had sex with my wife while she was underage. Is it fucked up if I jerk off to the memory of her 15-year-old pussy?
Yeah,
and it never gets anything.
No,
never.
No,
wouldn't. People get real grossed out by
it's
it. As a matter of fact, yeah,
I'm thinking about it now. Hot. Yeah, can you technically, it's your memory, you were a kid?
It's a good question.
Yeah,
it's a valid question. And the answer is, of course you can, because it's your brain.
I don't.
Just imagine what you could do that 15-year-old box
dude,
now,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, you didn't know what you were doing back then.
It's like, it's purely just the limits of your
the silver fox get a shot at it, but that's what I say.
But I was way more athletic back then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got that butt now. Did you have it back then?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That butt is fire. Have you seen his butt?
No.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's all over Instagram.
It's one of the nicest butts I've ever seen on a man. It's phenomenal.
Wow.
Okay.
Shannon, have you seen his butt? Pull it up. It's on Instagram?
Do you feel...
Yeah, it's a...
You're allowed to have butts on IG?
I mean, I'm shaking my ass to Rihanna's Work
Pull it up, like,
while I was promoting my album recording.
I would kill to have any ass. I worked so hard during this fucking training for this fight. My ass is still as flat as a board. If I lie there, you just feel it's just floppy skin. I don't know what the fuck it is. There's no muscle in my ass.
It really borders on the difference between ass and more leg.
It's fucking awful. It's fucking awful, man. I need to get into a fucking straight up program for my
follow
ass.
Jen Selter on
yeah
the,
you gotta do like
Instagram.
A morning routine, a butt routine in the
I
morning.
I do squats. I just gotta fucking commit more to it.
I don't know what are the ones. Squats, I guess. Lunges,
squats, lunges,
else?
All that shit. Dude, my
stairs?
Ass yeah. sucks.
There are so many Instagram pages devoted just to that,
to the butt.
Yeah, you could do it in the morning.
Oh, so
but for guys' butts, I looked it up. Can I be gay for a second?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've looked it up. I've looked up butt routines. Specifically,
butt
my butt.
Men?
They don't have anything for men.
Ask Mateo what he does. His ass is insane.
Yeah, he lets dudes plow it. You'd have a muscly ass, too, if you're fighting off giant black cocks. You kidding me?
I don't know if I'm missing it. Am I?
It's like a long time ago.
Mateo's ass has the same origin story as Doomsday from Superman. It gets stronger every time.
Oh, shit.
I think it's like last July, Shannon.
Yeah. Yeah, your ass is fucking fire, dog.
Appreciate it, dude.
No homo.
Congratulations on your ass.
Thanks.
It's great, dog. It's great. Yeah. I wish it did. So
there it was in high school. I was 15.
Yeah, that's good. Wow. That's good. That's kind of pedophile-y.
Yeah.
See that right there? If you're a pedophile, this is some great material.
Goddamn right.
Go jerk off to
I'm
fucking.
I'm just trying to lure in fans.
That your really is. If you're a pedophile, that's the that you want that. That's because it's no, but you're a little too manly even.
That was backstage at the musical I was in.
You were in a musical? I was in musical theater too.
Yeah. Oh man, you had to make it gay.
Musical theater kids were so sexual.
Dude, they were. Yeah. They were the most sexual mm-hmm. kids. It
they
was
just
crazy.
Wanted to fuck. Were you a musical theater kid?
No, but okay. So I went to a party once. So I was a freshman in high school and they were juniors and some of them were seniors. Or the girl that I knew was a junior and the rest of them were seniors. And anyway, they played Truth or Dare. There was like a big room with a bunch of us playing Truth or Dare. And it was like, I was like, oh my God. Because I'd always been like horny, but I hadn't like been horny with other people. You right. know what I mean? And yeah, there was like a gay guy like daring the other gay guys to do stuff with him, you know? And there was a girl just masturbating in front of everybody. I mean, it was.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it was a weird thing. We did things with, I would always just like hook up. Well, I was hooking up with a couple of different girls when I was in musical theater. And we would go behind the curtains because there's all these different like curtains at North Rockland High School. And we just fucking go in there and you just fucking finger pop. You'd always catch people coming out of the curtains.
It was alleged in my school that the director, the gay director, hooked up with the lead who was a senior male in during the production.
All right. Ooh. We need to see how bad that is, though. What play
there
was
it? There it is. Look at
that's
that.
A bad picture, though. That's,
that's not even a great one, yeah, but it's 40,000 times better than my ass. I would kill my son for that
Wait,
ass right
you?
Now.
That is me, yeah. Try to find the video, though, Shannon. That really shows everything.
What
yeah.
play was it that he molested the...
On the Town.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Yeah, alleged, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens.
It certainly does.
How old was the kid? 17?
17 or 18, yeah, not sure.
Let's play ball.
Uh-huh.
There we go. 17. That's what I say, too. 17 is the legal age of consent. Because at that point, if you haven't developed and you look like a child...
I 16 mean, if they smoke.
He was a grown ass man though. He was like the kid. He had like, you know, developed football player shit. He was a big dude.
Okay, all right. Yeah. It's not bad. It's not bad. I'm not going to hate on that. So look, Asia Argento, it's creepy though. Here's where it becomes creepy. Because she knew him as a child.
It is a maternal relationship.
That
he played
is,
his mother.
That is not just her
How
fucking
creepy
a 17-year-old.
Is that for dudes? For real.
Well, that's for him that's hot because think from his perspective, this is a fucking hot actress chick, and she was even hotter back then.
Yeah.
And he's probably had a crush on her his whole fucking life. Apparently, he started sending her unsolicited nudes at 12. And then
he started sending her?
Yeah, and then she eventually broke and fucked him.
Okay, what?
So, wow, I yeah,
that
know
is
that.
New
That's
information.
No, this
to
kid,
me.
Actually, you know what? What's his name?
Dude, and also, do you
hold
see
on,
how...
Hold on one second. What's his name? Bennett? What's his name?
I don't know. I know his new name. Is Real Ass Dude of the Week.
Jimmy Bennett, Real Ass Dude of the Week. Go.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. Want my feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
Jimmy Bennett, Real Ass Dude of the Week, crushing that old lady puss. Good for him.
I have a conspiracy. I think he's being paid by somebody to accuse her.
I bet
her.
He is. Yeah. And also, no. Speed it up. Get this over with. Let's start going after the women. Get that. It, then
yeah, get it
everybody,
out of the way.
Because
we
here's
need to
the
get
thing.
Back to the place we're in the 90s where everyone's just raping and cool with it again.
Well, not that, but it'll get to a point where people will at least understand nuance. Once it gets closer to them, they start understanding nuance more and more. Mm-hmm. And I mean, hopefully, or it'll destroy everything. I don't know how it's gonna go, but I
is this
I
the
hope.
Movie when he was a kid, Shannon?
Yeah,
he's like, smell my finger. I just well,
he's
I just put it in my
young.
Butt. I don't want to smell your finger, lady.
Incest porn is like so popular, isn't it?
Yeah, it is kind of popular.
And so that means
if
that
you look at my recommended videos. Yes.
I don't know if people are actually into incest stuff or it's just the idea of the taboo. Of
I've
it.
Jerked off to incest porn. And
oh, it's I do,
not
it's
not because
it's incest porn. It's just because it's hot.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck my sister at all. I don't want to. Let me think why. Why have I jerked off to incest? Have you ever
because
jerked off to
incest porn? It's about the people and their
have
chemistry. You?
You
don't have to know
probably.
The. Sometimes you'll see the same video with different titles. You know what I mean? It's like you
yes,
don't even know.
Yeah.
You don't even know what the situation is.
No,
sometimes
no, no. I've seen specifically. It's really
never
brother, never sister.
Getting,
it is.
I like
stepbrother
yeah.
sister,
like
you know, sister's friend.
Yeah.
Sure, that's a little easier to
that's
swallow.
Great. That's great.
I like there a backstory.
Yeah, stepsister's kind of, I don't know what it is. Stepsister's kind of hot.
Sister's friend is a big one because that's how I spent my
totally,
entire
totally.
Adolescence.
Because
you
I'm
have
surprised.
A for that moment.
I'm surprised I don't
you have
see
older
more.
Sister? Oh, I have another sister too. And yeah, hot friends. Maybe that's yeah. it.
How is that not a bigger porn category, sister's friend?
It's pretty big.
Yeah, it does pretty up.
Is it?
That's all right.
Interesting.
That's yeah. That's mostly what I watch.
Like, you know
now that I think about it,
yeah, that's a good one. That's a solid mm-hmm. fucking category. Or daughter's friend. Now that I'm an adult,
yeah.
I've gone to daughter's friend sometimes now, but more sister's friend.
Uh-huh.
I think you still when I'm jerking off to porn, I'm still taking
back / open micer.
I'm still sort of like. Back I'm still sort of back at like, you know, when I'm masturbating, I feel like a kid. I don't feel like an accomplished
takes you back.
I don't think I feel like an accomplished man or adult or business owner or comedian or anything. I feel like I'm a boy again.
Yeah.
I put a towel on my belly so I don't have to spend too much time cleaning up. Because I know I want to just fucking lay down afterwards and just fucking relax. But now also like when I jerk off my legs. They lock like I so my legs I sort of spread them. This is fucked up, dude. This has just sort of happened in the past like year or two. Okay, so I'll be jerking off, and if I spend too much time pleasuring myself, which happens
uh-huh.
sometimes, because
uh-huh.
if I masturbate, I don't want to get a quick one out.
Sure, yeah,
I don't want to
not always.
You treat yourself.
I really treat myself. Good half an hour.
Minimum 12 tabs.
For yeah, 40 yeah. minute good sesh. Right,
yeah, totally.
I'm not rushing through this shit, right? I'm when it's my day.
That's
all right?
too many tabs.
So. What happens,
right.
I lie there with my legs kind of spread while I'm jerking off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I after I come, I don't even realize this, but they've locked in that position. Like an old man, I have to literally take each leg and like turn the hip. It's turned outward, so it's like the hip is like locked. And I have to turn my leg inward. Like
you're
an old man.
You
got to
start stretching so you can masturbate.
You just start taking yoga.
Dude, it's crazy. And this just happened. Shannon, no Pedialyte during the show. That's a rule. I swear to God. That's a rule.
I have to. Ross
no.
and I have to finish
no.
it.
Hey, yeah. Wait, where did that Pedialyte come from?
Take the whole thing.
What?
Where did that Pedialyte come from?
Ralph got it.
On?
Where did you get it on?
Yeah.
Seamless?
Seamless, yeah.
Do you know how many young chicks Ralph has had to fuck for him to know that you get Pedialyte on Seamless?
Young chicks with hangovers and regret.
That is really funny. How the fuck did you know that you can get Pedialyte on Seamless?
Get all the groceries on Seamless.
Sure you can, Ralph.
Yeah, you can get
the morning after
Mike's
pill
Heart
too,
lemonade.
Mr. Sun. No, just the Pedialyte this time. Once.
It's under his usual orders.
Is UV blue a thing here? Is that a kind
what's
of
what's UV blue?
Oh, maybe that's it's just a type of flavored vodka.
No.
Drink.
So all right. So look, there's another way that Legion of Skanks fits into this connection.
Oh yeah. Okay.
This is all crazy. Okay. So, this whole Jimmy Bennett thing with fucking Issa Argento pops. Now, this story comes out a couple days ago that Rose McGowan's... I don't know how to...
Partner.
Phrase. Partner, yes. Partner, who is a model named Rain Dove, who is
two different types of body wash.
She does. That's fucking hilarious. She, first of all, she's been, or he, you can't call her he or she. It's they. And I like their.
Them.
I like them.
Uh-huh.
I'm friends with them on Instagram. We comment on each other's posts all the time. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Very open-minded. Came to Legion of Skanks one night at the Creek years ago. And went topless on the show because she or he, they look like a dude, like with has a haircut of a dude, but has like a very womanly body with beautiful big breasts. And they do.
That's almost the best.
Instagram modeling. As,
you want a dude head?
No, I'm kidding.
Pull up her Instagram.
I was hoping somebody would laugh. This the joke was clear.
Pull up her Instagram. So this is what, you know, Rain Dove does.
Well, okay. It's a pretty dude head, though. Interesting.
Yeah, it's great. She does like modeling as a boy and a girl, but she, you know, and she's a spokesperson.
Androgynous model, yeah.
Yeah, androgynous model, right? And pretty big. She wrote that whole thing. I'm sorry, I'm calling her she. It's not disrespectful. I'm a fucking old meathead. I'm sorry, Rain Dove. Come on the
show. You're trying. I hear the they.
I'm really trying because the reality is when you know somebody, if I have a friend of mine or somebody that says, hey, will you know, I'm not a fucking idiot. I can try to be respectful of that. Yeah. I'm just saying don't fucking hold me to some standard when I'm not, or I'm trying to be funny. If I'm trying to be funny, when we had her on the show, what do you think we fucking said? What type of jokes do you think we were making? You know what I'm saying? And the reason I really like her,
and they were cool about it.
Is they were super cool about it, and you know we've stayed in touch, and it was
laughed their tits off.
Oh shit! But I really appreciated the fact that you know sometimes when people that are quote unquote supposed to be on a certain side and that have chosen that side on the left specifically, they are open-minded and go, oh yeah, we understand when people tell dirty jokes. I love that because I think it's so important. So when people come on the show, you know, Michael Che, he comes on the show still. I think it's really great that, you know, you have somebody who's mainstream, who's considered, you know, he's not necessarily considered a lefty, but he's, you know, definitely supported by the left. And he gets in trouble all the time because he's just not that dude. He's just kind of who he is. And he doesn't really adhere to those like standards. Yeah. And he still comes on a show like Legion of Skanks. Same thing, you know, we had a lot of comics on Skankfest. I had a conversation with Sam J where I was like, I think it's awesome that you came out. And she publicly tweeted afterwards. She was like, I think what an awesome crowd, great crowd that was at Skankfest. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to show people, you know, because the perception is that our crowd are a bunch of fucking racist, assholy, aggressive dudes that are into fucking rape jokes.
Pussycats.
And that's not what they are at all. They're a bunch of really good people who like good comedy who, you know, I think they don't really get it as much on television, and they hear what we do and they fall in love with the brand for that reason. They go, shit, we can't really get this type of comedy in many other places. So, yeah, when Rain was, you know, supportive of the show, I really appreciated it. And that's why I've remained supportive of
them.
Fuck, whatever it is. I can't say it anymore. It's killing me. I can't do it. I'm sorry, Rain Dove. Rain, fine. I'll call Rain. I'm just going to say Rain from now on.
It's good. Yeah.
You know, and I would try to respect that if somebody asked, you know, but at the same time, if it ever came to a point where, you know, they sat me down and had a serious, she was like, look, you've made the mistake too many times at this point. I'm like, all right, dude, I'm going to punch you in your tits. Fuck out of my face. Are you out of your fucking mind? I'm not playing your fucking game. I don't play that game. I don't have time for it. My mind is, we talked before
people
about like sexuality not being the biggest thing in the world. Like I have so many more important things to think about where I can't spend the mental energy, and it's not disrespectful to that person. I think it's more disrespectful to thrust standards upon everyone that are unrealistic. You know what I'm saying? Change the way, by the way, you can change the way people talk, but it has to sort of be progressive and it takes time. Like I don't say faggot in my act on stage anymore because it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
And we've changed the way people think. And if I think of a joke that's funny enough with the word faggot, I would try it and I would do it again. I'm not morally against it. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't work. My job is to make people laugh on stage. So, you know, yeah, these things where we're changing the way people talk, it definitely works, but let it happen over time. You can't force it down people's throats.
Yeah, because then it comes, people get defensive and retaliate. When
yeah,
it
you
comes
get
in
a fucking,
way,
it becomes a battle.
Where it's almost like you have to let somebody come to the decision themselves, you know, where it's like, because people want laughs, you know, people.
And
when you don't get laughs that much, you're going to change. Even if you think it's a good joke, you're going to adjust.
Yeah. Even, by the way, even in public, like at the gym, I wouldn't call my buddy a faggot out loud.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I just wouldn't do it because I think there might be a gay dude around that would be offended, or a person that is part of this new fucking 2018. Everyone's got to, and I don't want to piss people off for why, because I can't, I can control myself. But if I slip up and I call my buddy a faggot at the gym, like, just don't freak out. I mean, who cares? It happens. You know, I'm not like, I'm not trying to fucking, like, let's just be adults about this. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah,
I would, how Rose McGowan fits into this, though, is she's dating Rain Dove.
Okay.
Rain Dove apparently had, was the person who gave the authorities the messages from this kid, Jimmy Bennett, because Jimmy Bennett was blackmailing Asia Argento. Mm-hmm. And Asia Argento and Rose McGowan are like best friends. And Rain Dove, I guess,
said it was hypocritical.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, whether you're a man or a woman or whatever, you should be fucking held to that standard.
Rain Dove. Rose McGowan was keeping this under wraps.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
apparently, this is all, look, dude, this, I read a headline. I didn't even read the fucking article. I could be way
you
off
are so ridiculous
on all of this. Guess the news, but finally we can do the music. I have
no
idea.
Cut that
what
part
happened.
Out. We don't need people to know that.
They should know that. I don't know shit.
I'm just kidding.
I think I got it all right though, right?
Yeah, no, I think you nailed it.
I think I fucking nailed all that.
Because I think this guy also sent her after they fucked, like, I love you messages.
Right, right.
And now it's going back. I was so uncomfortable. She took
Here's
advantage.
A, so
and she
has
was,
to be
she
paying
was extorting
him, right?
Her for, and she was, he
Bourdain
was,
paid him.
I know, yeah.
He was
yeah.
extorting her for, like, a lot of money.
375 grand or something?
Now that's what Bourdain gave him.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy, dude, because she was going to look like a hypocrite, and she was a part of this whole thing. It's fucking nuts. The whole thing is kind of crazy. But Legion of Skanks...
Right there in the thick of things.
Center of all of it, baby boy.
Damn.
Rain Dove, Asia Argento, Anthony Bourdain killing himself, messages from Jeff Leach, fucking Rose McGowan. I'm just saying, if we can get Rose McGowan... Asia Argento
and Bourdain's corpse,
the crematorium, the director of the crematorium, on an episode of Legion of Skanks.
Yeah,
I think this is sort of the correct place to work it all out,
or send Rain a Skanks shirt that she could wear during her first press conference.
Breast conference. I like it. That's what she does. Only breast conferences. Yeah, so the whole thing is kind of wacky and kind of silly. I just think it's kind of funny that Legion of Skanks has ended up in a few, like, mainstream articles.
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah, no, that's great.
We just have this stupid shit happening on the show. It's hilarious. You never know. I thought the Jeff Leach episode was unremarkable at best. I'm talking about, like,
you have all the episodes to make an article.
I mean, wowza.
Oh, what a bummer.
Yeah, seriously.
People looked that episode specifically up. That's
it's
so funny.
Crazy. It is crazy. So God bless your souls, and let's get some questions. We'll wrap this one up. I want to say real quick before we do that, if you love the show, we have over 280 episodes available on demand. GasDigitalNetwork.com is the website, you fucking bitches. You want to support me? You want to support me? Don't give me a high five or a handshake. Don't fucking... Don't come out to my comedy shows and say, oh, great job. I laughed, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. Here's what you got to do. We'll do all that too. But I want you to go right now to the website, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP and sign up for the 14-day free trial. It's a free trial and get access to every episode we've ever done. Go binge listen to the fucking episodes, okay? Go listen to Legion of Skanks. Listen to Believe You Me podcast. I'm the best podcaster in the world. It is, it's at the very least debatable. It's at the very least debatable. There's good podcasters out there, but I'm fucking, a lot of people enjoy what I do. Go get it all. Go listen. You can even download it all. You don't even have to keep the subscription, okay? If you want, you can cancel the subscription, get the entire, all you need is like a 2 terabyte hard drive. You can get every episode that I've ever done of every podcast, plus the other 17 shows on the network, including the Irish Goodbye podcast. Andrew Dice Clay podcast. I'm over there now, over here now, starting next month. What else is starting? Dee Snider Show, Subway Creatures podcast. So many amazing shows here on the Gas Digital Network. You get access to everything. If you keep the membership, it's only $7 a month. You save $1.50 a month, $7 a month. It's not like you're paying fucking, everyone's got their own Patreon now, and that's great. That's fine and dandy, but you get access to everything on Gas Digital Network for $7 a month. There's not a better fucking deal in the world. Pre-release on the episodes. You get ad-free episodes. We have a great chat. Shannon, get a question from the chat. We're asking the questions in a second. And also, if you guys want to join the conversation right now, what is it? What's the number? 573? 573 Gas Line. We're taking a call. Screen that call. I don't want anybody. They got to have a good fucking question, okay? And we're going to ask some questions right now. So Here it is, guys. Let's get some questions going. Shannon.
I'm sorry. I'm the worst.
Hold what on. Is your problem today?
Everything.
Your fingers don't work?
Okay, here we go.
You're sure working last night when you're fingering your butt in front of those frat boys filming you. Animal.
Give me a fucking answer! 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 I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question!
All right, here it is, guys. You can join the conversation via social media. Today I asked a question on Twitter, Louis J. Gomez on Twitter, at Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Let's see. Here we go. We'll get some good questions. I should do this preemptively. I should have you guys pick out all the questions on the Twitter. Why am I doing this in real time? Two producers in the booth over there. It's crazy. Let's see. Web Boxing League wants to know who wins in an MMA fight between Abby and Kim.
Ooh.
Abby, who wins in an MMA fight?
That's what I was wondering in my head earlier.
I know. We were all wondering it. Yeah. You guys gotta be naked and jello.
Ooh, yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Fine pudding.
Like old school.
I like some pudding, some sugar free pudding. That was my treat of choice during my training camp. Jello sugar free pudding. Dude, it's fucking. It kept me sane. I couldn't. What were we gonna do, dude? Anyway,
I don't know. So, I would want to do it for the sport, and it would become too sexual. You know,
in the pudding. Yeah, you're right. You start kissing.
It's all. For
you couldn't
sport.
Even not do it, right? I feel the sexual energy between Kim and Abby every time they're in the same room together. But I think it's because Kim thought I had made out with Abby, so
she needed to prove her dominance.
Yeah, there we go. And then Abby, she's just a fucking animal, just very sexual to everybody that she comes across. If you ever
That's
meet
not
Abby,
true.
If you ever meet Abby, it's she's just very like just fucking panther.
You know me. Yeah, I just can't wait for this Me Too to come around to women. You know what I'm saying?
Do not get in a room alone with Abby. She will fucking pounce. If you really had a fight, Kim, do you think you could take her? She's a scrappy bitch.
Dude, Of course I think I can. But I respect Kim, and I you know, it would be a fucking... It would be a fucking fight.
Wow.
Listen, when I steal the Alice Mania idea, we're going to need some undercards. who do you think won in a fight between Abby and Kim? MMA rules, though. We're
MMA
talking about,
rules.
Yeah, this isn't a
MMA
fucking
rules.
Bar fight. This
okay.
is in a cage.
I think Kim would get herself disqualified.
No hair pulling?
No hair pulling. Nothing like that.
I honestly think Kim would get herself disqualified by doing something too Puerto Rican.
And you know what? I would fight
Having
her if I knew that's how it was going to end. If I knew that's how it was going to end, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, of course.
I'll get my hair pulled for a fucking fun fight.
You
like
in
that.
The red corner, don't pull a razor out of your titties.
What do you think, Karen? Who wins that MMA match?
I don't know. Can you fight?
I haven't really fought. I played rugby, but that's like...
That's a tough sport.
So here's
yeah,
the thing,
tough.
I'm athletic. So like my strength is like I'm pretty strong and I'm pretty agile from doing. I mean, I played most sports. You know, I played basketball.
Well, that's the other thing. Were you good at all these sports?
Yeah, I've always been a pretty good athlete.
And you had good cardio. You could run a bunch right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the thing. That's the
and
thing.
And I've also
right?
taken hits. Tackling is fucking.
Yeah, brothers too. All brothers.
Yeah. I mean, I got. Yeah. No. So I had an older brother, and we fought a decent amount when I was younger.
Kim also has experience with a lot of brothers.
And here's the thing. I bet that's the thing. She has. I bet experience. Does she have a lot of brothers? Oh, never mind. Well. Mm-hmm, okay.
That's hilarious. Here's the thing, right? This is actually really interesting because it would be a way better fight than you would think. At first, I'd go, no, I think Kim would fucking tear Abby's head off because
Kim's
Abby, a psycho.
Now that I'm hearing it.
But
I think Kim would
I think
I think
if
Kim
I get into that fucking
early.
Zone.
Here's I'll give you my official
but also,
pick. But let me give you my analysis.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Kim.
Because if it happens, I need to know what I need to train on.
Kim is raw aggression and energy like me.
Yeah.
And I've also boxed with Kim. She's taken kickboxing before Muay Thai, and she currently takes jiu-jitsu. She's a strong bitch.
Yeah.
She punches very hard. She punches harder than some dudes I know.
Uh-huh.
She's got a fucking, like a really good, she's got too much energy though. She needs to fucking relax a little. Mm-hmm. Like she's just fucking really aggressive, right?
She could make a bad decision.
Yeah. So.
Or wear herself out.
You, however, yep. because you're an athlete and you've adapted your body to all these different sports, I think, you know, this isn't just right now get in the cage. This would be, you know, a training camp.
You know what's so funny is the makeout thing was not going to be a problem. But now we're getting into this, like, who could fucking tear that other bitch
yeah,
apart?
Yeah, now it's fucking...
And it becomes... And I think we'll still be fine because I love Kim.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
now
yeah.
that is going to be... If it ever did become a thing, it'd be like...
It's in the air. I want to see it now. Can, I want to see them fight so bad.
It's so frustrating because I just don't know... But I want to do this in theory so badly.
I think Abby...
I am so curious how I would do it. I just don't know how I would handle losing. I've, like, overcome a lot of insecurity. But losing a physical fight, like...
Abby's way in is... I think I could convince her to fight Kim in a cage in front of people. She's way... Look at her face right now. I've never seen you've come alive. The idea of fighting somebody...
I don't know. I don't know. I really
Louis
don't know.
I guess Louie did jerk off in front of those people, but what? I'm the fighter, bitch!
Only because I respect Kim so much, and it feels like a pretty fair fight.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just don't know if I could do that. But yeah, no, the idea of fighting is like really exciting.
Anything in the chat or on the line, Shannon?
I would love to have a reason to train.
I want to have a reason to fight. That's why I'm so frustrated. I never had a reason to fight growing up because I'm not the kind of person.
Why don't
who's
we set up a
hurt.
Comedy fight card where we get everybody fucking? You pick somebody.
Lewis Mania,
dude. I
I have this idea.
I
we're gonna call it Ellis Mania. What? What?
Oh God, I don't know.
That's what the Stand did. There was just another comedy club called the Stand.
Oh yeah,
what?
They just took
in
it.
Europe. They were like, oh, yeah, we're also the
It'd
Stand.
It'd be funny if like while the Stand is closed, some other place was like, oh, hurry quick.
Yeah, we're the Stand. We're all the Stand. I'm the Stand. No, I'm the Stand. Shannon, is it on the line or is it in the chat?
In the chat.
What do they say?
This is from R. Leal. I don't know how to say it. 12317.
Oh,
Lewis,
God.
Top three hottest comedians, girls and guys.
Ooh. That's a lot, though. Let's do the hottest.
Just one? Top hottest? Guy, girl?
In New York?
Period. Just who's the hottest comedian? Guy and girl.
Are
who
going our... Personal or who we think would be everybody's society?
No, no, no. Who you
hottest.
Think is the hottest? Now I got to take my girlfriend out of it because she's the hottest, obviously. Second sure. hottest. I'm going for second hottest, obviously. Who's the hottest?
Matt Rife. He's a he dated Kate Beckinsale for a
he
while.
Did.
It feels creepy when it gets into my personal one, because like we know, like because I know these people.
Really?
Sometimes
you think somebody you know is the hottest.
Well, we
I
all
guess
are
we do
somewhat.
Know everybody.
We're also
yeah.
yeah, we're connected to a lot of people. So, who do you think is, like, overall? Like, who do you think...
He's a handsome dude, yeah.
Right. Who? Wait,
he's
who?
A little too...
No.
I'm just not into, like, I want a more manly
dude. Well, I guess
dude.
It will
maybe
just
Gary?
Have to be my personal one. I, yeah, because maybe
Goldman?
Is,
yeah.
I don't know what people
See,
think
Joey.
Is attractive.
Yeah, he is a little...
He's Adonis looking, though. He's fucking... He's.
He does have, like, an old school, like... attractiveness to him.
Just
I,
say
I,
boss.
Attractive.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Who is the hottest male comedian? You can cut the music now, Shannon. It's fine. We're going to wrap up in a second. Who's the hottest male comedian?
Matthew Broussard.
Broussard's a really good looking dude.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Let me see him. I think you have to want to kiss the person's
He's
lips.
He's very Disney
you have
prince.
To have, see, he doesn't have kissable lips. And that, I think, is the problem with him. He's a handsome guy. Mm. He's traditionally handsome. But I would rather make out with me than him.
Because you're a narcissist.
I don't know. I mean,
you
like,
have pillowy
I
lips for sure.
I
yeah.
think I'm a better. I think I'm more. Women would want to fuck me more. I guess not really.
No, Jesus
not
Christ!
Not hot women. Women that know how to fuck would want to fuck me more than they would want to fuck him. Little fucking L.A. twig bitches would be like, "Yeah, Matthew Broussard, I want to." But just you know that he's not going to fuck.
He's pretty
you good.
Athletic.
It doesn't matter. Being a good athlete does not equate to good fucking.
I disagree.
No.
I think that's a big part of it.
No, not
no,
at all.
That means you have endurance.
Yeah, it's just endurance. It doesn't mean you know
yeah,
how to move
also,
your hips. It doesn't mean you know how to like
coordinated.
No.
Fuck, don't you got to kiss?
It depends on what you get off on in sex.
Yeah, that's
too.
Also
what
true.
Kind of sex, because if you're like, if it's sensual, then no,
yeah.
not athletes.
Yeah,
if
you
want like,
you,
into
yes.
some pound
wanna,
town shit,
like,
then
I like,
sure.
If I'm into like sensual fucking sex, you want to be able to fucking like passionately make yeah. out and fucking bite each other and fucking. Fucking, she tries to run away. You grab her. She's screaming. You
we
grab
get
her
it.
Mouth.
You're better at sex.
I am better than him at sex. There's no way. Maybe. There's no way we're not Eskimo brothers, because there's no way we could get the same class of chicks. He fucks all 10s.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Just nonstop 10s. Why wouldn't he? I've thrown my dick into some ones. Like straight up ones, like low bottom of the barrel. Yeah. There was one chick, I'll never forget her. She was so ugly. This woman was a pull up station from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. I swear to God, she looked just like this dog.
She looked like Marla Hooch from A League of Their Own.
This is what she looked like. No, but you gotta see when she turns into the big one up in the top corner. Yeah, there, top corner. There she is.
Oh my God.
Dude, she was 7 feet tall. Dude, she was a fucking monster.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know why I'm doing this. I have no idea.
I got dragged by this chick that was like 5'11", like 175 of solid muscle. She dragged me from a party. I was blackout drunk and I like woke up while we were having sex.
No, not okay.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Damn, that is some caveman shit. Right? That is caveman shit.
She dragged me across a courtyard. And I was wrapped up, though. That was pretty cool.
Good for her. You gotta go. Abby, thank you very much.
Yeah,
guys,
check out Book Sluts.
Book Sluts, Abby Twitter and Karen. Margolis, I was gonna say Fionn. Margolis. No, Karen's cool. We're cool now.
Nice.
Oh, you weren't cool before?
No, we've always been cool. We bust each other's balls.
Oh, yeah.
No, not Margolis, Fionn.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? How do you have a problem with Karen?
All right, see you later, Abby. We're going to wrap this one. It's hottest female comedian. Can we get this one done real quick?
Oh, yeah. Dang it. I'm curious. I
want to
participate.
Dang it.
I don't know.
Guy was a lot easier.
Yeah, it really was.
Guy was a lot easier. I mean, we still have to decide if it's Matthew Broussard because I don't agree. Shannon, who's the hottest male comedian? Because you have some perspective here.
I have weird taste.
She's going to say Sebastian.
Langston Kerman is also pretty handsome.
Yeah.
He's up there.
Who do you think, Shannon?
I mean, that Matthew Broussard guy is good looking.
Traditionally good looking.
Traditionally,
yes.
That's, and then someone in the chat room also said Dave Smith.
Dave Smith is a handsome guy. Yeah, yeah, but
not my.
That's not the most handsome comedian. That's crazy.
Yeah. I feel like Justin Silver is also a handsome comedian.
Not the most handsome. I mean, look, these are all handsome dudes. I don't know. It depends on what you want to fuck. You know. There's some fucking, I don't know. L.A. has all good-looking people. There's, like, open mic bitches in L.A. that are like, are you kidding me?
Right.
You go to the comedy store to an open mic. There's, like, models that are, like, doing it. So, but they don't really count. So, I would have, you know, back in the day, it would have been, like, Esther Koo. But then she betrayed my trust, and now I hate her, and I wish nothing but ill will upon her and her family for years to come. And in Asian culture, that means a lot. When you cast a curse upon an Asian, that's, like, a big fucking deal to them. They're like, oh, my ancestors, too? Fuck off.
She's going to come out of the TV.
Yeah, dude. I'm not dealing with that shit. Don't fucking cross me, bitch. Don't cross me, bitch. She texted my girlfriend when we first got together saying disparaging things about me.
No kidding.
Yeah. And then, you know, my girlfriend's just a Puerto Rican. She's like, oh, look. What if she rats people out? She does it in a Puerto Rican accent. Really? Lo. Shannon, shut up. We're going. We're done. I get it. You're fucking over the show today.
I have to pee.
Things are more important to you. Are we good for 3:30 with Bisping?
Yeah. You mean like on his side?
No, 3:30 this time.
We're good in the studio, yes.
3:30.
Yes.
Double check, because I got to text him and confirm.
Okay.
Good.
Double check with Bisping?
No, double check with the fucking studio.
Yeah, we're good. Because I have no disrespect next to them, believe you me.
Beautiful. All right, guys. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. We'll be back. Oh, my God. Day.
Bye. I'm the worst. Goodbye. Fire me today.
Goodbye.
That's all, folks.